Have you read or heard the news lately? Well, most of it is bad news, likely to leave you depressed rather than inspired. That's what you get these days on the evening news and other news media. The good news is that there is an alternative. Dr. William Porter has provided wholesome yet compelling stories about people's experiences that many consider unusual, extraordinary, or even miraculous. Dr. Porter is an author who has chronicled stories like these in several books he has written. These stories have come to life on the Storytelling Time radio broadcast. So be prepared to hear some good news for a change. Here is Dr. Porter with today's story.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. We have a special program this week. The topic of today's show is our physical health through juicing. We're glad to have Pastor MacArthur Baker and his wife, Christy, with us to talk about their experience with juicing. Pastor Baker and his wife have an important ministry here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, which includes overseeing their church and a ministry at a local rehabilitation center. But what I want to focus on today with the Bakers is something that everyone should be concerned about. That is their physical health. Pastor Baker, I know you have an amazing story, but before you get to that, tell us about your previous eating habits as a child and even as an adult before you made a change in what you ate.
Thank you, Dr. Porter. I'd like to let you know that we grew up in the neighborhood around Apex, North Carolina, where everybody ate what came to the table. You didn't really care because diabetes wasn't really a factor back then. But as we grow older, we kept eating by me driving a truck for numbers of years. My eating habits changed. I just eat what I can get hold to and ate a lot of spaghetti. My wife would make shepherd pie for me. And during this time, I got sick and because I wasn't eating right, but got obese and everything like that. But I thank God that now I've changed my eating habits and it's working out for me.
Now, what were the problems that resulted from that lifestyle, in your opinion?
The lifestyle that I was leading, I was a truck driver. And what I did, I ate all times of night, all times of day, eating fast food and eating whatever in the snack machine. And what occurred, diabetes came more aggressive and I was at a point that I was just fed up with diabetes because so much family members had it and I wanted it out of my systems.
I know you are very enthusiastic about juicing, an enthusiastic proponent of juicing. How did you first learn about juicing as a possible solution to your health situation?
Well, after several attempts, I went to the doctors and I was checking what I can do without taking medicine because I'm not a medicine consumer. And I called on one of my best friends. I call her Angel. Her name is Nancy Cooper, Miss Nancy Cooper. And she recommended me to talk to her best friend called Miss Florence Mato. And as I went to her house, her and her husband sat down and gave me an interview. And they showed me how to juice for life. And he told me that don't eat no more meat, just do all vegetables, no more dairy. And I started that 4 or 5 years ago, and I stand in front of you today, diabetes free, best blood pressure. And when I go see the doctor, they tell me my blood pressure is good. I don't have any health problems. I've always got good energy. I can do what I want to. And what it did, it turned my life back around from 54 years old. And I feel like some days I'm 18 to 20 years old. So I thank God for the juicing. It changed my life by eating proper and taking good care of myself and exercising. And I thank God for having a wife that stood by me to help me to juice.
Well, I can vouch for that. I juice quite a bit myself, as I've mentioned to you, and I feel great. And I think that at least everyone should have information about it, the decision as to whether they participate in this type of lifestyle, of course, is up to them. But I think the more information we all have about improving our health is good. So, but we're going to go ahead and take a break right now, and we'll be back to discuss more of this topic with Pastor Baker when we return.
This is follow-up to my previous posting in reference to Life in the Spirit by Dr. William Porter. I must say that I was more than thrilled to meet with him yesterday to gain my own personally signed copy of this book. I must also say that from page one, I was captivated by his connections with practical living, real life experiences to scripture. And for me, that is a win-win situation. But look, just don't take my word for it. Actually, yeah, take my word. But also, take a look and read for yourself. Life in the Spirit, Dr. William Porter. You can also access more information online at www.williamporterlife.com. Happy readings!
Welcome back. We're talking about the benefits of juicing to your health with Pastor MacArthur Baker and his wife, Christy. Before we get back to the pastor, I want to share an audio soundbite that I found recently over the internet that reviews some of the benefits of juicing. Take a listen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays. Today we're going to cover off a question that I get asked all the time. It comes to us from Terry, and she says, I have a question for you. Why do you juice and not blend, or Vitamix, or BlendTec? Aren't some nutrients lost in all of the leftovers of the juice? Thanks in advance. So I do get asked this question all the time. And the answer, as far as I am concerned, is that there are benefits to both juicing and blending. And I do blend as well. We have Thirsty Thursdays and Smoothie Saturdays. And so on today's video, we're going to cover off the top 10 benefits of juicing. And on Saturday's video, we'll cover off the top 10 benefits of blending. So here we go with the top 10 benefits of juicing. Number 10, the healing properties. Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food, Hippocrates. Juicing allows you to create specific prescriptions for your unique needs, from heart disease, cancer, and stroke, to increased energy, strengthened immunity, strong bones, or a glowing complexion. Combining whole foods allows your body to absorb the vitamins and minerals to help you heal. And this was a juice that we created for next week's Thirsty Thursday on something as specific as hangnails. How cool is that? Number 9, volume. Juicing allows you to take in a large quantity of fruits and vegetables that you may not be able to eat in their raw form, just because it's so much fruits and vegetables, allowing your body to absorb more of the vitamins and enzymes. Drinking juice offers the benefits of highly concentrated vitamins, minerals, and enzymes to rapidly enter your bloodstream while receiving all the nutritional benefits of the fruits and vegetables, giving your digestive system a much-needed rest. Number 8, antioxidants. The ingredients of juicing, fruits, vegetables, and herbs, are loaded with antioxidants, which fight free radicals that cause cellular damage, aging, and susceptibility to cancers. Number 7, cleansing and detoxification. Juicing is known to rid your body of toxins by cleansing your digestive tract and colon, allowing your metabolism to become more efficient. Number 6, chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is found only in plants, and it has a unique structure, which augments your body's ability to produce hemoglobin, which in turn strengthens the delivery of oxygen to your cells, ultimately giving you more energy. Number 5, juicing maintains the micronutrients. When you cook or process food, the micronutrients in food are altered, making them harder for your body to absorb. The raw fruits and vegetables contain micronutrients that are maintained when juicing, especially when you use a slow masticating juicer, such as the Hiram juicer. Number 4, hydration. Our body is made up of anywhere from 50 to 80% water, depending on our age. Our cells require hydration for proper function. Raw juice supply the water you need to replenish lost fluid, in addition to giving you vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytochemicals. Number 3, alkalinity. Juicing promotes an alkaline environment in your body. If your body is acidic, which most people who follow a standard American diet will have an acidic environment in their body. It is said that you will experience more disease, stress, and pain. An alkaline environment, on the other hand, promotes better energy, improved immune function, reduced pain and inflammation, and is said to slow the signs of aging. Number two, better nutrient absorption. Many adults today have weakened digestive systems or digestive disorders such as acid reflux, ulcers, gallstones, lactose intolerance, diverticulitis, inflammatory bowel disease, IBS, celiac, constipation, Crohn's or colitis, and as a result, nutrients can pass out of your body instead of being absorbed. When you juice, your nutrients are pre-digested. Your juicer does the digestion for you, breaking down the cell walls of fresh, raw vegetables and fruits so that your body can soak up the nutrients just like a sponge. And the number one benefit of juicing is easy assimilation. Because juicing removes the fiber, juicing skips the lengthy hour-long digestive process and goes right to feeding your cells within about 15 minutes. This gives your body a rest from the labor-intensive process of digesting and gives you more energy for your physical activity, detoxification, cleansing, or recovering from an illness. Ultimately, this allows you to absorb the enzymes, phytochemicals, vitamins, and minerals more easily. So what's your number one reason for juicing?
We're talking to Pastor Baker and his wife about the power of juicing. This question is for the both of you. What are some examples of people that you know who have benefited from juicing?
One is my mother. They had diagnosed her with arthritis. And I went to her house one day and I began to look at the way she was complaining about she was hurting, the way she was bent over, she couldn't hardly move. So my husband told me, "Won't you go and juice for your mother?" So I began to go to her home and I began to juice for her. And she began to tell me, "You know, I feel better." So really now when you see her, she don't really complain about arthritis and she's doing really good. And she was also diagnosed with diabetes. And now when she go to the doctor, they'll say diabetes, but you know, they'll say it's controlled diabetes. So she know through juicing and that she was healed where her diabetes is controlled. And, you know, always give thanks to God. And also, not too long ago, the lady who introduced us to juicing, she said, "I got a friend, and he been diagnosed with diabetes. And they did surgery on his knees." So she said, "Can the three of us get together and visit their home and tell them about juicing?" So we went inside their home and we did the demonstration of how you juice. And she called back a little while after then and she told us that, "You know, Mr. Nick, the doctor don't have to take his leg off anymore." So, you know, that was a blessing also.
And I also add that my dad, he had went through diabetes because they didn't have the cure like I have for juicing in his feet, and they was turning black. So I began to juice for him and his foot came all the way back to pink color and he was able to walk again and drive his car. So the juicing is turning people's lives around if you could continue to do it, and it will be healed by it.
Well, speaking of being healed, as we've talked about, healing is a part of our responsibility as well, as far as having God or wanting God to heal us. We have something to do as his children, as people, as sensible people, to try to do what we can to help ourselves. with whatever problem that we might have. So it's not just allowing God to do it all. We have a responsibility. And that's where the doctors come in, as a matter of fact. So it's not like we're not working with medical staff and doctors to help us. But our faith also involves our confidence that God will help us if we help ourselves or do as much as we can to help ourselves with whatever problem we might have. But in addition to juicing, though, I think you hit on it, maybe not in this interview, but I think we've talked about it, that raw foods also are very helpful in the recovery process as well, as much as juicing, as a matter of fact. Instead of having all your food being cooked, because when that happens, nutrients are removed. I have one more question, maybe two, before we leave, and that is, and this is directed toward you, Pastor MacArthur, what has been the doctor's response to your good physical exam results? Because was that the case? I know you were diagnosed with one thing, but after juicing, did you go back to the doctor and did he find some positive results?
Yes, sir. When I went back to the doctor, Dr. Wim, they began to tell me that my blood sugar was good. They said I ain't had no high blood pressure. They said everything was normal. And they wanted to know what changed my life. I began to tell them I've been eating right, and I make sure I consume the right food, because I was, like you said before, I was eating Supremes, chickens, I was eating hot dogs, with all the trimmings. I was just eating everything that won't nail down, because I was starving my body to get nutrient. But when I replaced it with the juicing, the regimen gave me all my nutrients and all my strength back. And a lot of people want to know where I get my protein. I was getting my protein from my nuts. I eat a lot of nuts, walnuts, pecans, and it gave me back all my protein. And then the vegetables that I eat, I'm almost a raw vegan, but not a raw vegan. Everything I eat, my wife steams a little bit, and most of everything else is eat through the juicer. So we juice a lot. And through the juicing, when I went back to the doctor, they told me A1C was great. That's your blood sugar level. It's negative. My body turned from acidic to alkaline, because when your body just have food sitting in it, it don't go anywhere. But by me changing my eating habits and juicing, my body became alkaline. Anything that come to my body, it offends off, because one time pneumonia had came into my body, and I was able to fend that off without the doctor's help. But it's a lot of things that go on in your body that you got to have a great immune system. And through juicing, it fixes your immune system, because putting new oxygen back in your blood, it changes your whole life. I haven't found nothing that I can consume in my body to give me the strength that this juicing have given me. And I thank God for Ms. Florence and the juicing ministry that invited me to change my life. And I live longer because I'm planning on living a long, healthy, and prosperous life. I ask God to give me 120, but I want to be in good health. I don't want to be in no rehab center like I see people there every third I go. And that's no place you want to be. I don't want to be missing my limbs or my body. I saw my dad use his limbs. I see people down there losing legs. So through the juicing, my body has turned alkaline, and I thank God for the lady that introduced me to it, my angel, that introduced me to juicing.
I think what you're saying, though, is that God certainly heals. He can heal a negative situation, but even better than that is being able to prevent a lot of these negative situations from occurring in the first place.
Yes, sir.
And that's where eating right and juicing and eating raw foods, at least as much as you can. We never will eliminate all the bad foods that we eat. And as I mentioned to you the other day, sometimes we splurge. I think all of us splurge, but you don't want to do that as a regular pattern of behavior. Pastor Christy, I know that you play a very important role in helping your husband, especially when he was going through the health crisis that he was going through. Has juicing benefited you? And I have a feeling that it has. And I think you hit on this briefly before, but you juice a whole lot as well. Is that right?
Yes, I do. And as I started juicing, I noticed a change in my body also. And how I began to have energy, different things that was going on with me, it began to change. And how my husband found out the second time he had diabetes was I was trying to get an insurance policy on him. So the nurse came to the house and she, you know, took blood. And then we received a letter in the mail that he had bad diabetes, and I won't allow, you know, to get this insurance policy. So I thank the Lord also for the angels that he sent to tell us, you know, that it's a cure. Because as I look back, I had a friend that had diabetes. She was young, and she passed away from diabetes. And as you look at people that you know that have diabetes, they sometimes they fall out. Their blood sugar get low, and different people that I have seen with this, you know, this disease, but it can be controlled by, you know, like following good eating habits, put good things in your body, and not bad things. And, you know, I was thinking, you got to give yourself a needle every day. But through juicing and doing right, you can control your diabetes. Also, I don't see young kids diagnosed with diabetes. They can also benefit for juicing for life, you know, to get it under control and live a normal life.
Okay, well, we're almost out of time, but there is one question I wanted to ask you. What do you say to those individuals that believe that it's too much of a problem or too much of a hassle to go through preparing the vegetables or the fruit for the juice? So for one thing, you have to get the juice in the first place, and that's an expense. And then you have to prepare the juice, whether you're juicing vegetables or fruit. And then, of course, after you do that, you have to clean the juicer. So you're really committed to a lot of time if you commit yourself to juicing. What do you say to people who put forward that idea as a reason for not to juice?
A good question, Dr. Porter. I think that what people don't realize, this is your body and this is your health. You're looking out for yourself. I know a lot of folks I have introduced to the juicing, they said it costs are very expensive, and I begin to let them know that it's no more than $5 at McDonald's for a Happy Meal. So I feel like that I can control my body and my health through this eating right and juicing, and it takes you 15 minutes a day to juice and clean your extract to back up, and you can prepare all your fruit at night that you're going to juice for the next day. That's what my wife has been doing. She washes all her vegetables, what she going to juice that night, and the next morning she get up and juice, and it takes probably average 30 minutes to do it all together, but it's worth it. It'll pay off in the long run. You'll look healthy. You'll feel great. Your mind will be more freer. You'll get better rest at night. It's called New Start, and it's changing your life around to the beginning.
Okay, and speaking about New Start, which is the program you've been referring to, how might somebody get more information from you regarding that? In other words, your contact information.
Yes, sir, Dr. Porter. You can reach me at 919-606-3656, or you can reach my wife, Christy, at 919-606-4873. If you desire to stop by our church, you can be reached at 829A Tenzin Road, Apex, North Carolina, where we'll be there Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights at 7:30, anytime.
And of course, you have your rehabilitation ministry that my daughter introduced me to you, or you to me. She mentioned that she's very excited going there every first and third Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We're over there at 616 Wade Avenue at Raleigh Rehab Center at 2 o'clock first and third Saturdays. You can come in and enjoy the service, or just come in and help us uplift Jesus with the elderlies of Raleigh and different places, because we got different places they come from. We just met a lady from Elizabeth City. There's so many places they're coming from just to be here in the Raleigh area. And I thank God that he allowed me to be a porter of their health come back.
Well, thank you both. We're out of time, and I'd just like to thank you for being with us today. Thanks again. And I'd like to thank our listening audience, especially for being with us today for this special program. And we'll see you the next time. And until then, remember, there's always more good things coming your way.
Storytelling Time comes to you every week with exciting inspirational stories about people's experiences that are unusual, extraordinary, and sometimes miraculous. Why not join the fun? Yes, we can all add an extra dimension to our lives by reading about what others are going through. You'll be surprised to learn that their experiences are similar to some of your own.